From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for NPR podcasts comes from Acura, featuring the all-new 240-horsepower turbocharged Acura RDX. More at acura.com/RDX.
In a true democracy, power flows upward from the consent of the governed, all of the governed. But consider a shocking new study by the Public Policy Institute of California. Only 15% of the state's adults constitute the majority in a typical state election. They make political decisions for the rest of us. And that 15% is substantially older, whiter, and richer than Californians as a whole. That might not matter if their opinions mirrored the majority's, but they don't. They're considerably more conservative than the majority. The most likely voters like Arnold better and government solutions and taxes less than the majority of Californians. You think this is simply a matter of personal choice? Non-voters snooze, so they deserve to lose? Eventually, we all lose when democracy becomes unrepresentative. The vast resources of government and the force of law side with the politically adept, dividing society into haves and have-nots. That fuels lawlessness and violence. Democracy's weakest link has always been the limited willingness of average people to assume the responsibilities of citizenship, becoming informed enough to vote for their own interests. But rather than brace that link, our political leaders chop at it. They create voting districts to protect incumbents from the people's will. They elevate the campaign contributors' interests above the public's. They wink at cheap labor crossing the border while denying these immigrants a say at the polls. A single vote among millions is little enough reward for doing the daily work of becoming informed, yet it's been devalued. So has the kind of journalism that encourages citizenship. That's not just the fault of news execs. By stacking the electoral system against participation, politicians discourage demand for serious news. With a perspective, I'm John McManus.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the Internet at lchb.com.